Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here this morning to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color here at the Clay County Courthouse in one of our little corner rooms here. And it's once again a pleasure to be with you here as we are each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And we've got a good show lined up this morning. The new mayor of Salina should be here just in a few minutes. We're going to talk to her a little while, and then Mr. Bobby Bartlett from the Corps of Engineers is going to come in and talk to us a little bit about our damage from the water and during the floods up at the lake, and some of the things that are going on with opening the campgrounds. If some of them may be a little bit late or something, so we will get into that just in a minute. And we've got some announcements to make and things going on. And I'd like to say, tell everyone that had a great smiling face to walk in the door here a few minutes ago. Mr. John Keaton made it in for the first time in a few months, and glad to see that he's up and around and on his feet again, and got to greet him a few minutes, but he says he's still not able to hang around with us very long. So we're looking forward to having him back at full strength here in just a little bit. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with 4 simple steps.
This should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Of course, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you in. We'd like to, of course, thank all of our sponsors here on the Clay County Corner. And we'd like to remind everyone that this is through the auspices of the three-star committee and the Clay Chamber, plus all of our sponsors that make this possible. I know we've had a couple of things going on here in Clay County. I guess we can talk about that for a few minutes while we're waiting on Madam Mayor Tanya Spears to get here. I know we've had a couple of meetings. We've had, got some news on some happenings here in the county. We had a meeting the other night. We're working on a plan for sidewalk and walking for accessibility here around the courthouse. We have a grant with the health department to make downtown Salina a healthier community, which would include improving our sidewalks, working on some trails. I know a couple of things, improving sidewalks here around the courthouse, and also maybe looking at sometime in the future of building a trail up to from here at Salina, a walking path trail up to the Donaldson City Park, if and when we get all that completed with the Corps of Engineers, plus just a general looking at the traffic situation here around the courthouse and around the square, and of course the traffic problem we do have with all the big trucks coming through, and also with the GPSs that sometimes send our rookie truck drivers to Salina and then try to get them through here the wrong way. We have that problem every once in a while, and hopefully, you know, we're going to be able to come up with some things to take care of that. And then along that line, also the plan for the Salina bypass is now on the scheduling of TDOT projects. I think the first 3 years of it right now is involving, of course, the engineering work, studies, of course, environmental studies, that type thing, and doing the engineering, planning, deciding exactly where the bypass will go, and then getting ready to start purchasing properties and things like that. So that's something. Of course, these are that's a long-range project, just like the sidewalk project. Now, the sidewalk project doesn't include any type of grant money to actually build sidewalks. You know, anytime you start with trying to do things anymore in any type of civic improvements, you've got to come up with a plan and decide, you know, what you want to do and in the order that you want to do things like that. And so that's the first step, and that's the first step that's being made on that. And then also we want to remind everyone that the year 2020 is time for a new census. And census is a very, very important process for all of the, of course, all the people in the United States, but it's especially important in our small rural counties like we are, and a distressed county as we have been designated by the state. And that is to make sure that we get every person counted, because I think someone just sent out some information to our chamber about the loss of revenue based on missing one person on the census. And they did a study and they found out that if you lose one person and don't get them included on the census, it could cost your county $1,000 a year for the next 10 years, which is, of course, how long the census numbers work. And, you know, you're looking at $10,000 over 10 years, and if you miss, you know, if you miss 100 people in your county, you know, that's quite a bit of money that it may prevent your county from getting in any type of grants or any certain types of aid, certain types of government programs. So it's very, very important that I know they'll be mailing out those forms here before long, and it's very important that we will have census takers that will be working throughout the county to make sure that we don't miss anyone. But I think when we received when the chamber received the letter, that they had an actual dollar figure to it, it kind of made me take a step back and look at it. So I think there's a meeting going on over today at the chamber concerning getting ready for census taking. It's not hiring census takers now. Don't get that on your mind. As everything, you know, you got to have your preliminary meetings and things. So, you know, just be aware, citizens here of Clay County, that it's very, very important that you fill out that census form. And if a census taker comes to your door where they have missed you or you haven't turned something in, make sure to give them all the information, give it correctly. And that's my public service message for the moment. And right now we'll take a little short break and give Tanya time to get settled in here. And you're not nervous, are you, Tanya?
Not at the moment.
We'll be back just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome you back. And I guess our new Madam Mayor, Tanya Spears, is with us. And I know... kind of a surprise for her that she is mayor now, and I know we might just, you know, let her, just for a second, do a little personal rundown there on herself a little bit for the folks here that really don't know Tanya. Mm-hmm. I've known Tanya since high school days,
yeah.
And I know she's been back here, and she's been working on a number of civic committees and projects and things, mm-hmm. And I guess at the last election, she was elected to a alderperson, can we call it that?
Yeah, that's fine.
And she actually, I think, maybe led the ticket, and as a result of that, she became the vice mayor, never realizing that that might have planned to affect before too long. Good morning, Tanya.
Well, good morning to you, Mr. Watson. I'd just like to say that it was a shock to me that what has taken place. Ground running and I've been very busy. It the last couple of weeks has just been like a whirlwind.
Well, are you getting settled in just a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to get settled in and, you know, trying to spend some time with each department head with their concerns and ideas and thoughts on, and also educate myself on the day-to-day, you know, their work, daily work, and just trying to get familiar with that side of how the city operates.
Okay, and I know, Tanya, that previously you were employed by UCHRA,
mm-hmm.
And you were in kind of a supervisory or management type position that had some duties in it that maybe carried over and maybe helped you be a little bit better prepared for this or not.
Well, in that position, you know, I dealt with the public daily.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the folks around Clay County. And that just helps you be able to interact, you know, having that experience. And so that's helped. Just being in the public to start with,
and of course you've still got, you know, the former employees are still there, and I know that you know, from all the years with the school system that you know I was employed as a teacher and worked in the central office a little bit. Once you've been there a little while, you begin to notice that irregardless who is in charge, back in the days when there was an elected superintendent or an appointed
mm-hmm.
superintendent, there was usually a couple of ladies who remained constant in the office no matter who was in charge.
Right.
And one of those was the person that was in charge of the finances, Miss Bueller Reeser.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of us actually knew that maybe Miss Bueller was actually the one that ran the school system because, you know, she was the one that... She would tell the director or the superintendent, hey, you know, this won't work. We can't do this.
Right.
Because, you know, the State Department won't let us. And I'm sure that you have some folks over there that have been there a pretty good while
mm-hmm.
that know a lot of the laws, the rules, things that you're going to have to learn on the fly.
Right.
And what about, is there a training session that you're going to have to attend or anything, or are you just basically... going to have to wing it for a while.
Well, probably going to have to wing it. And Joyce and Shannon, they do a wonderful job. They've helped me tremendously. But through MTAS, there is a newly elected official course, which I've already taken part of that the first part of it, and I'm definitely going to have to attend the second half. And they're really helpful.
Okay, now I know and this is a full-time job now.
It is.
So you
and then some.
And then some. And not being facetious, but sometimes the more than full-time is a lot more of a worry than the full-time job.
Yeah.
And of course, there's so many. How many departments? Right offhand, I know you know the number of departments you have. That you're overseeing now.
Of course, we have our maintenance. There's the maintenance, water, street. Of course, we have the ambulance, and then the fire department, you know.
Those are all now under your responsibility, aren't they? And I do know that that we have a good maintenance equipment wise. I'm sure you probably haven't had time to inventory all the things that are there, but of course the inventories are there, and I think from everything that we have heard about the city that they're in pretty good shape on most departments. And that right now I guess you know the direction that we take from here, and I know that we'll say you're young and progressive. And sometimes Solana hadn't been accused of having leaders that are young and progressive, I guess, which, you know, hopefully will be a great change for the community. But a different way of looking at things from a different era and a different perspective, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, now, I'll tell you what, Tanya, let's take a little short break here and come back. And I know one of the things, you've got a list of things that you want to talk about and update some folks on, and we'll get into that when we get back just in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
Clean cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, Madam Mayor, I've got to get used to this because, I mean, as a former student and, of course, working with you here on our courthouse committee, I know it's a big change for you.
Yeah, we'll have to get used to that.
And all the respect that comes with the office. And, of course, all the headaches. We'll not forget them. But right now, I know you've got a list of things that you want to talk about for a few minutes.
Yes. I just wanted to touch on the city of Solana. You know, we've received a $50,000 grant to develop a plan for our downtown area. It's for, like, sidewalks and to sidewalk connections and a little beautification as well, which is near and dear to my heart. And also a sidewalk possibly to Donaldson Park. And hopefully very soon we will get an answer on whether the city is going to be able to take that over and run with it.
You know, I spoke to, I guess, one of the people at the core, and they said, you know, that it should be upcoming, you know, pretty quick, that decision should be made.
Yes, I think that's where we're at.
And I know, I think I talked about this for just a few minutes before you got here, but we need to understand that, you know, sometimes when we get grants and mm-hmm. we look around and we say, well, you know, we need a parking lot here. We need to pave these, we need to do all, mm-hmm. let's use that grant money for that. But it doesn't work that way, mm-hmm. does it?
No, it doesn't.
And this grant is through the...
It's the Tennessee Department of Health Access to Health through Healthy Built Environments Program.
Which means, you know, they're looking at things like bike paths, sidewalks,
yes.
walking, people to get people to walk around
and
downtown.
Be active.
And they're really not concerned with building a new parking lot, are they?
No.
And really not... they're looking at ways maybe to make downtown Salina safer,
yeah.
and that might include, you know, some changes to some roadways, but it's not to reroute traffic and mm-hmm. to build things like that, is it?
No, it's, you know, if we have a more of a walkable downtown, hopefully, you know, folks would come here and take advantage of our parking lot on the other side of town, get out and say, let's walk around and see what Salina's all about.
You know, I think, you know, it's probably just us local, myself included, and you too probably think, you know, if you shop at a store in Salina, you should be able to park in front of it and jump out of your car and run in there. But then we'll go over to Cookeville to Walmart and we'll park somewhere downtown in Allgood and walk to the store in Allgood.
Yeah.
But we don't like to walk around in Salina
mm-hmm.
yet. So we've got to make it attractive
yeah.
to make people, well, when they drive through, to look and say, hey, what is this? Let's stop here and get out and look
mm-hmm.
at this, don't we?
Yes, and take a walk through, you know. I like to get out in small towns and just go on foot and just to see what they have. And, you know, you go in one store and then, you know, you'll go in the next and maybe some pedestrian green spaces and just
you know,
some good stuff.
I think that's something that it has taken many, many years for a lot of our merchants to understand that the first thing you've got to do, you've got to give folks a reason to come. Because, you know, one of the pet peeves I've always had, I think, could you imagine if 40 years ago we had a sign over at Baxter at the interstate of I-40 with an arrow pointing towards
mm-hmm.
Salina that said Oshkosh Discount
yeah,
Store?
Sure.
You know, what difference would that have made, just that one thing have made here in the city of Salina? Even though Oshkosh is long gone,
mm-hmm.
All the things that came in around those type things. And, you know, and once someone spends $10 at Oshkosh, they're going to go next door and spend
mm-hmm.
$10 at another store.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to go down and get them a Coke and a candy bar
right.
and that type thing.
And then look at their gas hand and say, oh, we better get a little gas before we head on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But okay, I've got you off track. Go back if
okay.
you would. But.
Oh, well, that was pretty much the gist of it. You know, I'm just excited and really hopeful we do get to take the park, and I'm really excited about the plan. And even though when we get our plan back, you know, we'll have to take each section of the plan and see what we can be able to obtain and be able to move forward, and hopefully we can get to all 11 or 12 of those.
And, you know, with anything like that, folks in Salina, don't depend on your neighbor telling you what went on down at the meeting or the rumors, the innuendo that are flying
mm-hmm.
around that this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Come to the next meeting
yes,
and voice your opinion on things.
Mm-hmm.
If there are things that you think are very important in improving downtown Salina, come let everyone know it. And if you think there are things that definitely can't be done, let everyone know that
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we've got... how many people live in Salina? Adults.
A
couple thousand or so. You know, hey, 2,000 ideas are better than
mm-hmm.
two.
That's exactly
the,
right.
All the ideas that we can get.
The better.
Okay. What,
yeah.
We got on down your list
yes.
there.
The one thing that I meant to mention is if you didn't get a chance to attend the meeting, there is an online survey where you can go and voice your thoughts and your priorities of the, I think there's 11 or 12 different items on there that you can still state your opinion and your priority, what you think's a good idea or less of a good idea, and that actually ends at midnight tonight. And I apologize, I do not have the address but you, if you are a Facebook person, or if you did, got the paper this week, it is listed in the article in the paper, and that ends at midnight, and I encourage everyone to go online and take that and get their family and friends to do the same.
Okay. Now, what are your plans for the city of Salina, Tanya? Now, you've had time to lay out your... I'm kidding about that, but...
Well, I would just like to—I just like to maybe do a little, little cleaning up, as far as you know, getting our sidewalks power washed. We started over. I started at City Hall. I thought we'll start here, and we're going to do a little work on that around the building, and we hope to branch through every bit of downtown before we're finished.
Okay, and I know that I think the beautification committee—you
yes.
you have served on that.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to be able to stay with all the committees, or are you going to have to kind of...
I need to take a step back and try to stay on the ones that I can
yeah,
and the ones
really, really.
That are near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
They all are.
Yeah.
But I may have, because I might not be able to do justice to all of them, but I may be able to give my attentions to the ones that are...
I believe that the beautification committee did a little power washing here around the courthouse, haven't you?
Ah, we sure did.
And helped with putting the flowers out
yes,
around here.
Yes, we found some flowers and at a discount, which was good, and some money that had been raised and to go toward that, and hopefully we will we'll have something else out there pretty soon as well.
Okay, and then another piece of news that I know interests you and, of course, interests everyone here in the county, and that was that the the Cookeville Regional Hospital did open some bids yesterday, and they did receive some bids. We're not exactly sure whether they had two or three bids, but there are some active bids that have been received by Cookeville Regional about some folks that are wanting to assume, buy, whatever what you want to call it is, that is our hospital here in Salina. So that is some good news for the city, the county, and the region. So, you know, of course, I know the city is highly involved in that, and, of course, everyone in the county now, of course, when you lose something, interest peaks real quick.
Yes, it does.
And I know the rumors had always been going around for a number of years that this was going to happen, but when it did, it really kind of, it piqued some interest all at once, which it should have. It should have, of course, that interest should have been going on for about the last 6 or 8 years,
sure.
Making preparations. But I know those things are coming, and I guess your number one priority right now is?
Well, to get in my office and get my nest made to where I can see what's high priority, middle, and you know, because there's a lot going on, a lot more than some folks maybe realize. You know, it's pretty hectic on a day-to-day basis over there.
Okay, and I know another thing. I did my first spring walk around the park yesterday up at Donaldson Park, and the gentleman from the Corps said it was kind of a joint project right now. The Corps is doing part of it, and the city of Salina has been doing part of the mowing and the maintenance work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't walked around there, it is probably as good as it has ever been around through there.
Mm-hmm.
The paths are bush-hogged out through the edge of the saplings. The trails are all well-groomed. And I know those of us that walk really appreciated it. So I think somebody has sprayed something on the little bit of asphalt there that got rid of that wet moss.
Oh, okay.
So that's all clean now.
Good.
So it, I encourage everyone to get down there and take them a walk around through there, because it's a beautiful asset here, and we're looking, you and the city and everyone involved is looking to make that park a much, much more important part of the city of Salina.
That's correct.
With the improvements that are hopefully going on, a path up there to it and connected to the city a little bit better, and then some of the activities and things that in the next few years it may take place up there. Mayor, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. I know you've got to run over to the census meeting, maybe.
Yes, I do.
And maybe we can get a little report on that here before long. I know that's something that, as I told the folks, you know, somebody finally slapped that number in front of us and said, for everyone you miss, it's going to cost you $10,000 during this census period.
Mm-hmm.
And that is quite a bit of loss.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you
All
for
right.
being with us. And
well, thank
we'll
you.
Have you back again here before long.
All right. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. With that, we'll take a little short. But maybe I think I will do the birthdays right now. we'll remind everyone of our birthday and anniversary club here at WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. It's made possible, I believe, by the city of Salina and by the radio station itself, WVFB. And each Thursday morning, we give away a coupon or a card to take out to the Dairy Queen and trade it in for you one of their delicious ice cream cakes. And you just go over by there and identify yourself and pick it up. And today on our birthdays, and I hope that I have all of these pronounced correctly. And if I missed it, I hope that I got the last name right. But beginning with birthdays during this period of time, Mr. James Gray celebrated a birthday, and we'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And also, Kinsley Reagan celebrated a birthday on the 20th. It's called in by her family. And I'm not sure on Miss Cunningham's name here. I think it sounded like Clava Cunningham, or it may have been different from that. But Nana and Pa called that in, and it was for her 15th birthday on the 22nd. So if I have that name wrong and your name happens to get luckily drawn out, you can go over by there and correct that for them. And then also, Linda Strong called in to wish her grandson, Fletcher Strong, a happy 9th birthday. So we'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And then also, Ava Grace Wilson. Got a call from for the 25th for a birthday there from her, I think her grandpa Mark, and a whole bunch of the rest of the family, cousins and all those type things, to wish her a happy birthday. And then also, Carolyn Smith, celebrating a birthday. And this is from her children. I think I've got part of these. Casey, Kelly, Kobe. And then I'm just going to say the entire neighborhood would like to wish her a happy birthday. So that way, we'll make sure we get everyone in on that. And then on the 24th, Jacob Walker celebrated a birthday. And then Nathan Nelson, first birthday. This was called in by, I think maybe Grandpa Cornell, and then Tanya, and then a bunch of the other family. Everybody just like to wish him a happy birthday. That first birthday, I guess, most of us don't remember that, but it must be a pretty important.
Pretty important.
We get quite a few of those.
Yeah.
With that, of course, we'd like to remind everyone that the number to call is 243-5574. And you'll get the answering machine here. And if for some reason that answering machine is not working correctly, you can hang the phone up and dial 243-3464, and I'll come over and check and see if there's something wrong with it. Because sometimes something gets turned off or something's turned on, and you get this screeching sound in there that'll nearly bust your eardrums when you pick it up. And if that happens, we need to know about it so we can get that taken care of. But if you're toward the end of the show, we'll draw one of the names out, and the lucky winner of today's birthday cake, go over by the chamber and pick up your Dairy Queen card, take it over and trade it in for one of the delicious birthday cakes. But with that, take a little short break. Mr. Bobby Bartlett has slipped in while Tanya was slipping out, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on with some of the campgrounds and other activities up on Del Hollow Lake. After all the high water we've had, some of the things that are going on. So we will talk to him when we get back in a minute. Right now, another little short break from our sponsors.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections.
When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Madam Mayor Tanya has now left the premises, and she has been replaced by Mr. Bobby Martin, who right now he's here, I guess, in his official capacity. That may be the only official capacity you've got left, isn't
it? Yes, sir.
After being dual capacitated there for a little while, now with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, a job that he has been doing. As much as you like that, it's hard to call that a job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. You've talked about this before, how you got started in this and kind of what your duties are, and then we're going to talk specifically about some things going on up there.
Okay. Well, I started working for the Corps in 1974 while I was teaching during the summer months. Bless his heart, the man we all thought a lot of, Mr. John Teeples.
Right.
He was working at Willow Grove, and I started working at Lilydale during the summers. And from there on, I just kept moving on up. And 18 years ago, I retired from teaching and wanted a full-time job. And I accepted that full-time job.
That really wasn't a hard decision.
No, it wasn't a hard decision. It wasn't a hard decision.
Well, you know, that kind of brings back memories of times, you know, there were positions available throughout the county that enabled teachers to augment their sometimes pretty measly teaching salary.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's pretty tough for you and a lot of us people that came into teaching along about that time to support a family on that teaching
mm-hmm.
salary. I know personally, I worked at Cedar Hill Resort for a number of years as a summer job. And also, over the years, along that same line, I know you can remember in the summertime when we used to load up a bunch of youngins on a barge that worked for the summer youth program.
Right.
That went around all over the lake and helped to do some little maintenance work,
mm-hmm.
cleanup work. Which, of course, we don't have that opportunity anymore.
No.
But you're still with us.
I'm still with
us. And I know I had Miss Sandra down the other day, and she said, you know, we need to get you back down here again. You hadn't been here in a little while, so you can give her credit or blame her either one you want to for this.
Yeah, she's a big help to me.
And I know exactly your duties. Where all do you work?
Well, my duty is I work all over the lake. Now, each ranger has a certain portion that he's responsible for, or he or she is responsible for. Me, I don't have any. I go all over.
You're the roving ranger.
I'm the golden ranger. And I get out and do a lot of patrolling. I still teach. I teach water safety for the... Well, I go with Clay, Overton, Pickett, Putman, Comlin, and Clinton.
Okay, give us a little rundown on exactly what does that involve, Mr. Barton?
Well, what that is mostly fifth graders. And I load up all my equipment, most of life jackets and all the safety equipment, and I take the boat with me. We got a big... whaler boat, I take it and let them see it. And once I took it, had a bunch of first graders, I believe, and I just put the little ladder down and let them get up in it. I don't touch anything. But every button on there was touched and moved. And, but they enjoyed it, and teach water safety, and that is in the sense that you're under 13, you wear your life jacket.
Anywhere, anytime.
Yes. And especially if that boat is moving. And I asked him, I said, now, if I stop your boat and check it, you don't have your life jacket on, who gets the citation? Me? I said, no. The driver. I said, the driver is responsible for every person on the boat, just like the school driver, bus driver. He's responsible for every child he picks up. And drinking, I've never have caught anybody. I know they drink. We all know they drink. But it's hard to catch somebody on a boat drinking if he's got somebody else with him, because he can just pass it off and keep going. But most of the time, most of the boaters out on the lake, they're pretty...
But, you know, I know that's something in the past few years that there really wasn't for a long time any type of regulation on drinking and operating up a motorboat.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the past few years now, it's basically the same as a DUI in a motor vehicle.
Yeah, it's BUI now, boating on the influence.
And I'd say that, of course, that probably result in... Well, what is the result of that? Do you lose your driver's license?
You can.
You can lose your vehicle driver's license.
You lose your boat, your equipment, all that.
Okay, now, when you're teaching water safety, you mentioned the life jacket. Now, I know most of us, when we grew up out on the lake, we didn't put life jackets on because, you know, we thought we were 12 foot tall and indestructible.
Yeah, right.
But, and of course, there was always the throw cushions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a major difference in between a throw cushion and a life jacket,
right,
isn't there, Mr. Barton?
Right. The throw cushion is just something that you can use in case of emergency. You can throw it to them. But the life jackets, put it on and you wear it, and they'll float you.
And I think over the years, quite a few people learned that you pretty much were committing suicide if you put one of those things on your back when you fell in the water.
Yeah, right.
Because the first thing it did, it floats you up, turns you on your face.
Turns you on your face.
And it's hard to breathe in water face down.
You can't do it.
Even with life jackets, when parents go to Walmart or somewhere to buy a life jacket, there are codes on there they need to look at, aren't there?
Right, right. And see if it's Coast Guard approved. Don't get the cheapest one you see.
And I know there's on there, and a lot of them will say not for children under
mm-hmm.
a certain age.
Right.
Which means that if they fall in the water, what's going to happen to them?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to slide right out of
it. Slide right out. I demonstrate that when I do my programs. I get the, most of the time, the smallest child, boy or girl, and I get the life jacket that I wear. I put it on, and I say, now raise your hand straight up, just like you're jumping off into the water, and I hold the life jacket up, he slides out. So just because it's a life jacket there don't mean that you have a life jacket. And what gets me, you stop to check and see if you got life jacket. They got to go under there and dig out life jackets. What good is they going to do you if you fastened up under something?
Yeah. And I do know, too, that life jacket, a rite of passage for us folks used to be we'd go up and jump off the dam.
Oh, yeah.
Or we'd swim across and jump off the bluff. But, you know, I know now you see youngsters, kids doing that with a nice, expensive life jacket on that's real snug on there.
Mm-hmm.
But those things aren't made to support a 100-pound body hitting the water at 2 or 3 miles an hour. And those straps will break, they will come apart,
mm-hmm.
and there's really no safe way to do bluff diving at Del Hollow Lake.
No, sir.
Now, is there a regulation against that?
Mm-hmm. We knew that no jumping off the dam, because you don't, the rocks come out and down, out and down like a step.
Right.
They could be generated, and could suck you in. Therefore, we have no jumping off the dam, and right across from the dam
is the prime spot.
Yeah. they jump. But we have a big metal sign over there drilled in the rock. No jumping or diving. Well, it keeps us busy running people off. And the parents bring the kids over, let them go up, and they'll hang something over the sign like they don't see it. But we try our best to keep everybody safe, and it's hard to do when, you know, you got a few that do and a few that don't.
Okay, let's take a little short break.
Okay.
Get a sponsor in here. We'll come back in a minute and talk about more of your trips up the lane.
Well, okay.
We'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to check ideas, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tweety, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Mr. Bartlett, I know while we were off, we were talking off mic about a couple of things, and you know, I know one of the things, I had a voice in my ear said, you know, where can you camp at on Dale Holland now?
Well, we have certain areas. We have a map you can pick up right at the office that tells you where each one's located and how many people it'll accomplish. And you have to get a reservation now. That's something, well, it's come up in the last couple of years. Mostly is to know who's camping and where they're in the general area that they are. We had a man, been about 3 years ago, had an emergency. He was on a houseboat, so to speak. And we looked for 2 days, never did see him. so they had an emergency back home. But we do have reservations, and you call even to rent. If you wanted to do the picnic shelter, you got to call. And it used to, you go up there and nobody there, you
right.
get on it. But now, you go now and get on it, somebody got it reserved. But if you about halfway through yours, you got to have to get up and move. Same
now,
way of camping.
Right. You know, I think I heard someone talk about, well, like at Dawson Park up here,
mm-hmm.
as long as it isn't being used, it is basically available.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if someone has it, and I think they've got a little
notepad right.
there
uh-huh.
that with the dates X'd off when someone has it reserved
mm-hmm.
and they're going to use it.
Right.
And I know, of course, local folks, we like to think, hey, this belongs to us. We can kind of use it whenever we want to.
Right.
Well, you know, it doesn't work that
it
way.
It don't work that way no more.
And, okay, now let's talk about, you know, you said you know, you've got people that you have to make reservations.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have a route maybe that you take. And if you walk up to a place where I'm camping, what would it be like if you walked up where I was camping?
Well, I'd walk up, let it be known that I'm coming now.
Yeah.
And I'd get up, and then, depending on the time of day or night, I would speak, ask how they're doing, anything that we could do for them. And then sometime we sit down and have a conversation. And sometimes I spend an hour or more at that campsite.
Okay, do you check their identification when you...
No.
So you just take it granted that they're supposed to be there?
Mm-hmm. We have one. If they're camping, they should be registered. If we're having problems with one camper, I'll stop by the check-in, get his name, make sure I get his name, get the information that I need, then I go talk to the person.
So basically, if you're going along up there and you run into a problem, I'm sure probably one of the first things you would do would be ask for identification.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
once they identify themselves, you would probably get on your phone or whatever and mm-hmm. say, hey, is this camper supposed to be here?
Mm-hmm.
And go from there.
Go from there. And so we have a contract with law enforcement. Rangers, we can't arrest you. We can write you a citation. But if we have problems, we get on the phone and call the sheriff's office, every county we in.
Uh-huh.
And but I try to avoid doing
right,
that.
Right.
And I tell folk now, if I call him, you go in jail. And you know, sometimes they get 3 or 4 beers, and they own the whole world. But. But most of the campers, they realize what it is.
And, you know, you mentioned something there, and that is alcohol. Alcohol and water, the only way they should mix is if you're got them in a shot glass or something and stir it up with your finger.
Right.
Alcohol and water do not mix.
They don't mix.
They do not mix.
They don't mix. And we have boating accidents that shouldn't happen. It's because... Drinking. And some of them drink a little harder stuff than beer. But it's... when they
makes your job a little tougher, doesn't it?
It makes our job a little tougher. We have 2 boats that we use on patrol. And, but, you know, I guess the hardest thing that we have to deal with this year is wood. Campfire wood. Used to, it wasn't no problem. But now they have it. It's got to be certified.
Someone brought in some parasites, didn't they?
Right, right.
Not just some, but a lot of folks,
mm-hmm.
I guess, were bringing wood from Indiana, Ohio,
yeah.
Or even native woods here in Tennessee
mm-hmm.
that may have
mm-hmm.
been parasitic infested.
So now we check them. Last year, they brought it in, so you burn it in 24 hours. But this year, I think they've said no.
No imported wood.
No wood in. Unless it's certified.
And we have folks that if you drive toward the lake, they've got the wood available for sale. We've added a little to the economy, maybe. You know, at I guess $3 or $5 a package, it doesn't add up real fast. But
But those campers, they love, you know, it's nothing like sitting around a campfire.
Well, let me ask you, do you ever have any problem much anymore with some of that happened just unknowingly bring their little chainsaw along with them and cut down a dead tree and make firewood out of it?
They bring that down, and we tell them anything that's on the ground, you can have it, but don't cut nothing. If it's standing up, let it stand.
Okay, now, campgrounds here, I know probably some of the more popular ones on the lake.
The most popular one on the lake is Obie at Birdstown. We have, I think, 100 and some campsites. Most of them got electric hookups.
Okay, that might have something to do with those. They're really not camping, are they?
No more camping. You know, they bring the big motor homes, you know, and hook up, and the big colored TV and all that. But
well, you got to keep up with Tennessee and Alabama football.
You got to. And because most of those are senior citizens, that's what they live. That's their home.
Right.
Motor home. They can stay here a while, then they'll go somewhere else a while, and before long they'll be back to Del Holler. And
okay, how many primitive camp areas do we have here on the lake?
33.
And about how many people for each one? I guess it varies from their location.
Mm-hmm. Now on a holiday weekend, all of them full.
Yeah.
But you got one, two. You got three that you can drive to, and the others have to go by boat.
By boat. Well, Mr. Parker, you know what we have done? We have about run out of time. It's been a pleasure having you here.
You know what? I appreciate that. Anytime I can come and inform the people that our campgrounds are opening. We had a lot of water problems. Water getting up on the electric and all the debris that washed in. They're cleaning it up, and below the dam is open, and Lilydale will open up the 3rd, and Obie will open up a month later, the 17th of next month. So we're hoping to get everything together for that.
Well, I guess I better get a name here and give away a cake. My drum roll. The winner today is Mr. James Gray.
James Gray.
You know him?
Yeah.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
Our Tri-County man. James, you have won the cake, and I'm not sure if Elsie called in or not, but she did give her at least one piece of that cake and go by the chamber and pick up that card for that. We got to get back sometime. Maybe you and I just sit here and reminisce one day.
Okay.
I know we have been associated with each other, golly, for...
I don't know how many years.
40-something years, probably. And we probably got 2 or 3 memories we could share. But with that, hey, folks, we're glad to have you with us today. And we want to remind you that this will be rebroadcast this evening on 101.5 at 6 o'clock. And it is streamed on the Del Holler Horizon website by date. And it'll get posted up there here pretty quick. And remind you, we'll be here again next week at this same time, this same channel. And, of course, we come to everyone live and in living color on the radio here every Thursday morning. And with that, we've got the doors all shut now and everything's put up. So we'll say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you here again at this same time next week. But until that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.